I'm Scott Down for Classical 90.5. I had a chance recently to speak with Jessica Wortham, who's playing Sonia in the Actors Theater of Louisville production of Crime and Punishment by Marilyn Campbell and Kurt Columbus, based, of course, on the novel by Dostoevsky. And this is what we had to say about that show. Tell me again about your background, because you are originally a Louisville native, grew up in the Highlands, and how long have you been away from Louisville?
Well, I went to Center College, so if you count that away from Louisville, for undergrad. And then I came back after graduating and worked as an apprentice at Actors Theater of Louisville for a season, which is a rewarding and challenging experience, to say the least. But that was kind of my first introduction to a life in the professional theater. And then I moved to South Carolina and worked at a theater there for a year. Then I moved back to Louisville, as everybody always does, and worked for the Kentucky Shakespeare Festival as a teaching artist for a year. And then I ended up going to graduate school at Brown University in Rhode Island, and I was there for 3 years. Graduated in 2005, and then moved to New York, where I've been acting and auditioning and, you know, waiting the occasional tables ever since. So, made my way back to Louisville. I was lucky enough to have sort of my intro to professional theater as an apprentice being bookended with my first professional job also being at Actors Theater of Louisville in 2000. Well, I did a Humana Festival show in 2004 when I was still in graduate school, and they granted me leave to do it. But my first out of graduate school professional, you know, with the air quotes, was back at Actors Theater of Louisville in 2005 doing Twelfth Night. So it's always a treat to come back because it's, you know, it's natively my home and it's artistically my home, I feel. So it's always a treat to be back.
Well, and you still have some family in the area, a new niece down in Lexington.
Yeah. And that's, you know, to be able to come back over the holidays too was just, you know, such a treat. My whole family does still live here. Most of them are in Louisville. My sister's in Lexington, and then I have in-laws in Versailles.
And your husband is a musician, and you all are working out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn's great. He plays in a number of bands. He's also been known to play some in Lexington at the Dame. which some of your listeners may be familiar with.
Sure.
So, and he's been lucky enough to, since I was here over the holidays to be able to come down and spend some time with me while I'm working, which doesn't always necessarily happen when you're working out of town on something.
Right. Now, does he travel a lot as well?
He does a bit of traveling. He generally does tours he's in like four bands. So I'd say he usually does at least a 3-week stint a year usually. Always goes to South by Southwest with one of the four bands. So yeah, right now he's doing a lot of recording with different people. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like things are working out well for you in terms of your career.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. It's allowed me to go to a lot of different places outside of Louisville as well. While it's always great to return, I've had the good fortune to do some work internationally as well.
Really? Where have you been?
I've worked in Vienna, Austria, at the English. They have an English theater there. I do not speak German fluently. But when you do... actually, the production that I did in Vienna was of Beth Henley's Crimes of the Heart, which had its premiere in the Humana Festival.
Yes,
you know, the world is yay big. It's
well,
tiny.
And you've done what so many actors didn't do for a long time, which is build a network of people within the theater community. And like you said, it is a tiny community when you look at the whole country. Somebody knows somebody.
It's rare that I ever get involved in a production where you're not a degree of separation from somebody you've already worked with.
Right.
I mean, Sean Daniels, our director on this show, is directing my former classmate and roommate at Brown, was a playwright, Deborah Stein, and she has two shows in the Humana Festival this year.
Wow, that's impressive.
So I actually got introduced to Sean through Deborah. So, you know, it's all interconnected.
Yep. Well, let's talk a little bit about Crime and Punishment. Yeah. Of course, you know, people have read, or most people, I hope, have read the Dostoevsky novel that it's based on. But this is a different adaptation. Certainly, the staging of it and the way it's done theatrically is different, but also the translation is new and has some unique characteristics.
Yeah, they did the first adaptation of it, I think, was done in 2003. And I think initially Marilyn did the first adaptation of it and then brought Kurt on board. Marilyn came to see our opening, and so I got to talk to her a little bit about it. And I think initially It was a much larger cast, and I think there were still 65. There were 65 characters in it or something,
yeah,
I believe.
It's a lot of characters
But, you know, people playing multiple roles.
Right.
And then she brought Kurt on board, and I think she said he slashed it to, like, 45 minutes or something, just like, and made it just Raskolnikov and the investigator. And Marilyn told me after opening, she was like, she really fought hard to bring back in Sonia.
Right.
Which is one of the characters I play, actually. I'm doing a little overtime. I play four named characters, and then there's sort of a fifth character that's sort of a meta-theatrical device. It's really a voice in Raskolnikov's head. So what's interesting about this production is that it is stripped down. It follows really one sort of storyline from the book. It doesn't focus so much on the punishment aspect, more of like how we come to commit the crime and how we atone for that and redemption. So, you know, the last half, you told me you've read the book, you know, a good portion of the book is Siberia.
Yes.
There's no Siberia. There's just the threat of Siberia in our production.
Well, and Raskolnikov's punishment isn't all external.
Exactly. A lot of it is self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. It's really a psychological drama. And what's really interesting about this play and this adaptation of it, it is for three actors. And the way that Sean has directed it, we are all on stage. We all come on stage together. We all leave together. There's no entering and exiting. So it's very much, I would say, the overall action of the play is a vice with Raskolnikov in the center and Lou Summerall, who plays the investigator in a couple of other parts, and myself playing Sonia and several other parts, basically, you know, condensing him. It's a pressure cooker to where he has to come to the point where he's got to own up.
And has Sean used that physicality and the design to enhance that feeling?
Yes, we had an amazing design team for this show. Brian Lilienthal on the lighting design, Tom, our set designer, Matt Callahan doing the sound, Lorraine with doing the costuming, which has been particularly helpful for me because I don't get to leave stage and I play four different characters. So Lorraine provided me with an excellent piece of costuming magic to help differentiate things. I have a magic shawl. but yeah, there is the sounds and lights and set are also trying to compress Raskolnikov. It's it's a really fascinating visually, and it's a sensory production. It really, really is. There's not a ton of lighting or a ton of sound, but what they've distilled it to is so fine tuned and so effective. I wish I could see the play. I'm experiencing it on stage, but I wish I could see parts of it. You know, I've been lucky enough that the marketing department has put together a lovely sort of montage of what happens. And I'm like, wow, that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it is. It's been a treat to work on all the way around. And because it's in the Bingham, it's a really intimate space.
Right.
And there's no escaping for the audience either. You know, you walk into the space, the theater, when you arrive, there's a 12-sided figure of a deck. And there's an axe in it. So, you know, the old adage, you know, you show a gun in the first act, it's got to be used in the third. There's an axe on stage when you walk in. And that's about it. So everybody knows it's barreling towards some point. But what's really exceptional about this adaptation is it kind of works as a memory play and a psychological thriller. So instead of having a straightforward narration, the novel is pretty straightforward, moves in you know, sequential time. This adaptation has the investigator and Raskolnikov sort of working in the present time. And my characters all sort of act on him almost in flashback.
I see.
A lot. It does eventually the two lines do merge.
Mm-hmm.
But what it makes it interesting for the audience, I think, is that it's asking you to put things together as opposed to just laying it out, whether or not you're familiar with the story. And so that's been kind of one of the treats performing for an audience. And in a theater that is so intimate, you can hear them putting it together. You hear the little, oh, I got it. You know, you can hear those little things in the audience, which is incredibly gratifying as an actor on stage, because you're like, it's landing. It's a very quiet play. So I think it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun because it's, you know, it's like, I think Sean said, it's kind of like Law and Order before there was Law and Order.
Well, and it's a little Tarantino-esque too, in the non-linear.
Yeah, Exactly. There is. I was talking about this earlier. I think, you know, film, I think it's a lot easier to do psychological thrillers on film than it is to achieve sort of that same intense experience in an audience member in the theater. Because in film, you know, you're much more able, the director is very able to be like, this is the screen and this is what you're seeing. And you're seeing nothing else outside of this. In our production, in a theater, you know, the director does focus where he wants the audience to look.
Right.
But you're at liberty to look up at the lights if you want to look at the lights. You can look at your other audience members. But the lighting design for this show, it's very stylized, and he's kept it in very small, very compartmentalized, all the different scenes bouncing back and forth, so that when large actions take place and the space does open up, it kind of, I think, experientially, it feels like a violation to the audience because we've been in these very confined spaces and the scenes have been very much compartmentalized, and we're tossing Raskolnikov back and forth between all these characters who are acting on him. And so when it does open up, I think experientially with the sound and the light and the kind of exploding of the space, you have sort of a visceral response in the audience to it, because all of a sudden it's like this came out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's very violating. And so I think... I mean, kudos to all of our artistic staff to make that happen. You know, that happened in the audience.
Well, they do incredible work at
APL.
They
really, really do.
I'm interested in this interior voice that you mentioned that you play for Raskolnikov, because we were saying, you know, this is a psychological piece. And so this as a metaphor for his conscience or whatever you want to see it at, his ego or his id, I would think really plays a major part in moving the audience through this story.
Yeah, it does. I mean, there's the moments that voice exists are few and far between. The play is kind of bookended with those voices. The other actor as well, playing Porfirion, the investigator, Lou Sumrall, he has some of those moments as well. I think what it also does is it allows for transitions to happen. Because it's nonlinear, a lot of these sort of voices in his heads are asking the same questions over and over again. So I think, this is my understanding of it, mind you, this was never like told out to us. This is how I think we've internalized it, is you know, there are questions that are being asked of him out of space and time. Like, do you believe in God? Do you believe a man can be resurrected? You know, and there's those voices have their the language for those voices. There's a lot of repetition of key sort of thematic questions that happen. And so oftentimes you'll hear the same piece of dialogue in these transitions that are that meta theatrical voice, that ego voice, if you want to call it that, or superego. It'll be the same language, but the intention in which it's delivered is different every time. Again, pushing him towards, you know, cranking the vice on our protagonist.
And a challenge for an actor.
Yeah, it's been a challenge. Like I said, I'm playing four different characters, and I don't get to leave the stage. None of us get to leave the stage until it's over. So having to, there are times where I have the last line in a scene as one character, and the first line in the next scene is a different character. And so most of the hopping around between characters that I have happens in the first 45 minutes of the play. As I said, we're running about 75 minutes. But I'm playing four different characters in 45 minutes, multiple times. And then the last third of the play for me is very much centered back on Sonia, who I would say would be the main character out of all of them. And it requires you to drop right back into something that's incredibly emotional. And that was one of the challenges of working on the pieces for me, was like going all over the stage, being different characters, making big, bold choices, but then being able to, at the end moment, drop in. Mm-hmm. And be there. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, and I'm still learning about it in every performance. You know, you learn something new.
Absolutely. Jessica, thanks so much for being
here. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great talking to you.
That was Jessica Wortham, who plays Sonia in the Actors Theater of Louisville production of Crime and Punishment, which is running through January 31st in the Bingham Theater at Actors Theater of Louisville. If you'd like more information about the show, of course, you can find it online at actorstheater.org, or you can call 502-584-1205. For Classical 90.5, I'm Scott Dowd.